This year's summer ferry season has more than a month to go, but the Marine Highway has already drawn up next year's sailing plan. Officials are distributing copies of a draft schedule and taking comments through later this month. Lynn Canal Dayboat Service is among the changes. Ferry Chief Mike Neusel says next year, the Malaspina will sail round trip 6 days a week from Juneau. That's one more than this year, which included 2 half-day, halfway trips with a night spent in Skagway.
That didn't really go over very well with communities, Haines and Skagway, and it got away from the true day boat concept of that ship running the same route virtually every day.
Last year, the Malaspina overnighted in Skagway, sailing daily to Haines and Juneau and back. Skagway business owner Jan Rentmore, who serves on the town's ferry committee, says that hurt commerce.
We found when the ferry was homeported in Skagway for those 3 years of 2009, 2010, 2011, that was a very inconvenient schedule for people who wanted to travel through the region.
Next summer's schedule also makes changes to the Juneau-based Leconte schedule. Some will clear space for other ships to dock at the capital city's Auk Bay Terminal. The small ferry will add an overnight stop in Pelican every other week. Neusel says it will save on overtime and improve service.
So instead of leaving Pelican and getting to Juneau in the middle of the night, you can leave Pelican in the morning and get to Juneau in a reasonable time. And a lot of people come here to do shopping or business or whatever, and hopefully that will help facilitate that and make it easier.
The Leconte will also overnight weekly in Angoon, adding to the village's twice-a-week fair-weather port calls. And Hoona will continue getting a weekly overnight Leconte stop. The small ferry will continue its sailings to Gustavus, a recent port addition, but the schedule will change.
It's similar. It's not identical. There are some minor changes to that, and that's based on the changes that we had to make with the Leconte serving a variety of different ports, but still good service to Gustavus, but slightly different than what it is this year.
The Juneau-based fast ferry Fairweather will remain on the same schedule to Sitka and Petersburg this year. It will run 4 days a week in May and June, then 7 days a week in July. Some Sitkans have asked for more service in the early summer. Neusel says that's unlikely anytime soon.
That's really a cost savings measure. It's expensive to operate that vessel, and the traffic volume in May and June hasn't quite ramped up yet to warrant 7 days a week.
Like all seasons, some schedules will vary as ships are tied up for overhaul and repairs. The Columbia, which connects southeast to the lower 48, will get new engines next fall. Neusel says that will kick off a schedule shuffle.
So in September of 2013, the Columbia will go out of service basically a month before it typically does, and the Malaspina will shift from being the Northern Lynn Canal day boat to actually doing the Bellingham run in place of the Columbia. And Taku will shift up to fill Northern Lynn Canal.
The draft 2013 summer ferry schedule information is available online. Comments are due prior to August 28th. That's the day officials will hold a teleconference to hear suggestions from community leaders and passengers. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.